Welcome to The Rock Fight, where we speak our truth, slay sacred cows, and sometimes agree to disagree. This is an outdoor podcast that aims for the head. I'm Colin True, and if you're not back on trails yet, you will be soon. Today, I'm going to give you a running diary of what I encountered out on my local trails just this past weekend. Stick around for that. But first, have you signed up for Rock Fight's newsletter, News from the Front? Each week, you'll see a recap of everything to come out of the RFU, that's the Rock Fight universe to you, as well as a few goodies like outdoor industry history and our parting shot that you won't find anywhere else. Head to rockfight.co and sign up today so you get the next issue in your inbox next Sunday. Good? Good. Got it? Got it. All right, let's start the show. Hey guys, it's March. Spring has sprung in some corners of the Northern Hemisphere, while some colder climes have already had a bout or two of strawberry spring before the real thing arrives. For the outdoor community, lift riding skiers in most places are as sad about a closing day as they are excited about their favorite ski hill's annual pond skimming event. And winter enthusiasts are all doing their best to mask the relief they feel that soon they can retire the snowblower for another season and slip on some beautiful, beautiful flip-flops. So as the northern outdoor world prepares for a return to trails, a return to mountain bikes and hikes, I wanted to take a minute to remind everyone about trail etiquette. A few weeks ago, I had Susie Murphy from the San Diego Mountain Biking Association on the Rock Fight to talk about trail advocacy. But we also talked a lot about trail etiquette, and not just trail etiquette for mountain bikers, but for all trail users. And she deftly pointed out that the most critical thing any of us can do on any trail is to just smile and say hello when passing others. Think of it as the best way to create good karma for yourself. You know, maybe in a situation you didn't make the best decision about how to encounter that other person, but you ended up being approachable, friendly, affable. You earned back some karma points. Because we all know how karma works, right? I mean, do you think you get a flat tire or that you ever roll your ankle randomly? Come on now. That's karma striking back for something you did earlier in your ride or on your run. So to give everyone a brief reminder of how to behave when you get back on dirt in the coming days, weeks, and months, I kept a running diary of a mountain bike ride I went on just yesterday, a 20-mile lollipop that starts on super busy trails and yet finds some solitude at the furthest points. Along the way, I kept track of my own etiquette infractions, everyone else's etiquette infractions, and tracking all of our karma points. Here are the highlights. Cue the music.
Hey, could someone cue the music?
God damn it. I'll cue the music. 9:38 a.m. I left the parking lot on one of the busiest trailheads in the area, the boat ramp by Lake Hodges. This is a trail that sees traffic from everyone. Horses, bikes, hikers, runners, families with dogs, families with strollers, everyone. I am bound to run into some folks who piss me off or observe some truly bad trail behavior.
9:43 a.m.
And we have our first notable encounter of the day. This section of the trail that I'm on is rolly, some ups and downs, but no sustained climbs or descents that make it easy to discern who has the right of way. Combine that with the amount of use it gets, and the prudent thing to do is to keep your speed low, your bike bell on, and be ready to pull over for pretty much everyone. Because most of the people on this stretch of trail are not regular trail users and don't know the rules. And I say all that because two gravel riders just came ripping through a corner without bells. Way too fast, just too much for where we are. That's -2 karma points for each rider, but they actually made sure to announce who was coming up behind them, and they were super friendly. Which means I'll give them each +1 karma points, bringing this encounter to a -2 overall.
9:57.
Time for some karma points for me. Coming up behind two hikers with dogs, I made sure my bike bell was ringing and slowed my speed so that I wouldn't surprise them. They, nicely enough, pulled off to the side to let me pass, and I threw them a hearty, "Hey, how are you? Good job, doggos," and capped it off with a, "Have a great hike." Whatever these hikers think of mountain bikers normally, I just elevated their opinion. +2 karma points for me for being a good steward, +2 for them for being kind hikers.
10:09 a.m.
Even more karma points for me. I came across two other bikers who were pulled over and stretching, so I also stopped to make sure they were okay. They said they were. I offered some food in case they were cramping, but they said they were just stretching out. All good. +1 karma point for this guy.
10:17 a.m.
Negative points for another gravel rider. I was actually pulled over to check my map on my phone, so technically, this rider who came up behind me didn't do anything wrong initially. But we were at the top of a small climb, so he wasn't going fast, and I waved and offered a, hey, nice job, man. And this guy didn't even look my way, let alone acknowledge my encouragement. Look, I'm sorry if you're suffering, but all it takes is 3 raised fingers off of your handlebar. Negative 3 karma points.
10:24 a.m.
I came up on yet another gravel cyclist, they were everywhere, who had his bike flipped over and was working on a leaky tire. I pulled over to be sure he had everything he needed, and homeboy had out a small fan, like a literal small fan, to dry some sort of sealant on a puncture he had gotten on his tire. He immediately relayed to me that he was a roadie, and wasn't exactly sure how much he liked being on dirt. I told him how I prefer my mountain bike on these trails because for all the good miles they have for gravel bikes, there are enough spicy sections that make riding a mountain bike just more fun. He looked at me dumbfounded, saying he had ridden these trails before on his road bike. And in that moment, I had a choice. Engage in a conversation about how much fun he actually had on his bike, or just nod and move along. And it was then that I noticed his name printed on the frame of his bicycle, and I figured that joy was not a primary motivator for bike riding for this guy, and just best to keep on trucking. 0 karma points awarded or deducted.
11:12 a.m.
As I dropped into what should be the most fun section of this particular ride, a flowy single-track section of the Lasarte Loop, I encountered 2 e-bikers who should have pulled off for me, one of whom was riding a full-on commuter-style throttle-enabled fat-wheeled e-bike. And both were covered in mud. The bad etiquette and poor bike choice distracted me from what I should have noticed, which was the mud. More on that in a second. -1 karma points for the mountain biker, -3 karma points for the throttle bike rider, but also -1 for me for my poor observations.
11:15 a.m.
I'd like to thank all the assholes out there who couldn't wait a few days to ride Lasarte after our recent stretch of rainy weather. Because instead of getting to rip through the most fun part of this ride, I had to deal with big dried ruts and muddy sections that would have been dried out, but instead had just been divided up into like multiple pools of deep muddy water thanks to constantly being ridden through in different ways. Now this is where I have to be hard on myself in terms of karma points, because I probably should have turned around and backtracked to my truck. But I pressed on, hoping it would get better, and I hate to admit this, but I twice avoided the mud and rode through the grass on the side of the trail because I was frustrated with the conditions. That's not cool. Big ding for me here. I became part of the problem. -5 points for yours truly. At this point, I was about halfway through my ride, and I am now sitting at -3 karma points with others I've encountered sitting at -8. Let's see if any of us can get back to 0 on the back half of this ride.
11:33 a.m.
Well, that was quick. I came up on a group of hikers out with a little dog and pulled over so they could walk past me, which they were not expecting. +2 karma points for me. Bonus, +1 for busting out my favorite dad joke, where I look at their tiny, non-threatening doggo and declare, better make sure that guy doesn't murder anyone, which always gets a big chuckle from the owner. I'm back to 0. Let's go, baby!
11:49 a.m.
On the last sustained climb of the ride, I encountered 4 bikers, 2 e-mountain bikers and 2 on analog bikes. The e-bikers were going the opposite way as me and immediately pulled over from me, so that's +2 for them. The analog bikers in front of me were moving slower and they also pulled over for me, +2 for them. My hope in humanity is returning.
12:07 p.m.
I'm back on the busy section of trail I started out on, and I come to this point where there's a big whoop-de-woo, that as I come up on it, hikers had almost made it to the top of the opposite side. I paused and let them complete their climb out, even though it would have been way more fun to carry speed through that whoop-de-woo. +1 for me.
12:15 p.m.
Back at the truck, without incident, the final tally on the leaderboard has me at +1 karma points and everyone else at -4. Not bad. My score should have been much higher, but I'm not worried about it because that bad karma has already hit me in the amount of cleaning I'm gonna have to do on my muddy bike. Lastly, I've ridden this same trail on days when others I've encountered would have had a negative karma score in like double digits. Today wasn't that bad. So if you're listening to this and you're about to take that first hike or run of the spring, or you're tuning up your whip, remember to smile and say hi to everyone and make it a point to be the person who pulls over. Make good decisions out there, and don't treat your trails like your own personal racetrack. Everyone you encounter is trying to have fun, or connect with nature, or both, just like you are. I've always seen being out on trails, whether it's in the mountains or in a city park, as a sort of secret language. Give each other that head nod or finger flip and let others know that you are also fluent in why we go outside. That you too have learned the secret of going outside and enjoying your local trails. Have fun out there and happy spring, everyone. All right, that's the show for today. What are your experiences out and about on your local trails? Email your stories to myrockfight@gmail.com. Before you move on to that next podcast, please click follow on whatever podcast app you are hearing this on so you are subscribed to The Rock Fight. And then, come on now, give us a 5-star rating. The Rock Fight is a production of Rock Fight LLC. I'm Colin True. Thanks for listening, and here to take us out is our guy Chris DeMakes with the Rock Fight fight song. We'll see you next time, Rock Fighters. Rock Fight.